what was again? I just didn't hear you, your name. Okay, Mr. Reimer? R-I-M-E-R? Who is him?
Mr. Reimer, my...
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Neal is going to conduct your hearing, sir, so just hang on to the phone.
Good morning, sir. Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Bruce Lovegren, 208736.
Thanks, sir. I'm going to have to ask you to speak up as we go through this. We can barely hear you. Are you a friend for the Oregon Board of Executive Committee this morning in reference to your committee supervision reputation? I'm going to use the board members to conduct your hearing at this time. We have two on the screen to your very far left, the Honorable Michael Johnson, then the Honorable Dale Rittenhouse, then the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman, and then all the way to your right is the Honorable Lee Canonis. My name is David Neal, and I'll be your hearing lead this morning. Also, in the center room today, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and I'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form? There was a form that notified you of the date of the hearing, and you signed it?
Yeah.
Okay. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire and license an attorney if you so desire at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or do you represent yourself today?
No, sir.
Okay, this time I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God, or do you still affirm?
Yeah,
I do.
Your hearing will be conducted in two phases today, sir. In phase one, you will determine the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And then in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant, and after I read it, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. Allegation number one is a violation of Oregon Conditional Supervision Number 1 as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer in person for face-to-face office visit within one working day after your release on the date of September 25th, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
Okay, based on your admissions of Mr. Ritter, I'm going to move to find the legal link as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in the code of ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Canonis. Okay, sir, moving into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Turner's going to give us some background information. So stay on the phone there, and I'll be right back with you, okay? Okay, Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Reimer was released from ADC custody on 9/24/2018 and arrested on 12/4/2018 by the Pima County Sheriff's Office. No new charges are noted. He's returned back to ADC custody on 12/4/2018 with an adjusted CCD of 3/31/2019 with 70 abscond days. Current convictions, 2017, commitment B, count one, narcotic drug violation, 6 months. 2017, commitment B, count two, drug paraphernalia violation, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2004, taking the identity of another, 1 year. This is his second term at ADC with a CUIR score of 2-1, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2006, TIS release, absconded for 26 days, arrested, reached his ERCD in custody. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrest, there were other arrests, however, the charges were either dismissed or not filed. Has a GB score of G2, B2.
Thanks, sir. So, Mr. Ritter, I'm going to go over a brief summary of your case supervision this year. You were approved to reside with your sister in 4867 West Santa Maria, Amado, Arizona. Is that where you went when you didn't show up at the parole office?
Yes.
Okay, so you stayed there the whole time?
No, I tried to get into town. So I was 4 or 5 miles out of town with pink dogs in my name. I hitchhiked, tried to make it to the parole office, but I didn't make it within 24 hours.
Okay, but when you were released and you didn't, weren't able to make that face-to-face, why didn't you call the PO and discuss it with him?
I did, I left a couple of messages, I just didn't know what to say to you.
Okay, but you were gone over 2 months and you called a couple of times. That just doesn't seem like a responsible person.
I was up here going pretty much on that prison.
Okay. So, and also, I know it's been almost 15 years, but last time you had a TIS release, you were scammed also. So, do you have any drug problems, sir, or alcohol problems?
Yeah.
Okay, which, drugs, alcohol, both?
Both.
So, have you tried to get any programming while you've been incarcerated to help you with that situation?
Not this time around so far. Just got out of medical for 2 weeks in isolation cell, and just got here last month.
Okay. You were in for about a little over a year before you were released on TIS. I'm assuming my fellow board members got any questions at this time. Any questions? No questions. Mr. Turner, you have some additional information?
Yes, sir. There's a couple of OMS notes I'd like to read for the record. On 9/26/2018, this officer left a letter of report at his accrued address of 4867 Santa Maria, Amanda, Arizona, 85645 for failure to report to the parole officer for intake. On 9/27/2018, defender failed to report by letter of report. Contact was made with Maria Bartlett, mother, who stated defender never reported to his assigned address of 4868 Santa Maria, Armando, Arizona, 85645 in Armando, Arizona. Ms. Bartlett provided no additional information to help locate the offender.
Thank you, sir. So your mother said you never showed up at the house. Did you ever get that letter, sir?
No, I didn't get the letter.
Okay. All right. Well, seeing there are no questions from the board members, sir, we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will be going into discussion and making a determination shortly, but before we do, I'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. So if there's anything else you'd like to tell the board to help us make our decision, now's the time to do it. We just ask that you don't cover the information we've already covered. Anything else you'd like to tell us, sir?
I messed up. I tried to get my address changed to a halfway house before I was released from prison. The CO told me that I didn't set back my release date, so I just went ahead and moved to the Ohio address. I messed up.
Okay, thank you, sir. Before we go into discussion and make a determination, we'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. So we ask that you remain silent, but stay on the phone there, and you can hear the entire conversation. When we're finished, I'll be back with you, okay? Okay. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Wimmer apparently has a problem. Drugs, and I just don't get the impression he's really turned the corner and really wants any help with it. He's been incarcerated for over a year, and he said he didn't get any programming, but most yards have NAA classes. I just, at this time, I, Cindy and Scowney, I don't think it's good, can't date for return community supervision, but I'm going to listen to discussion from any of my fellow board members. No discussion. Okay, so based on all information, you want the 2018 levy of 2980, Mr. Wilder's testimony and the information from the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision of Mr. Wilder as he was delinquent, violated term condition of the supervision, and had lapsed or about lapsed in criminal ways or penalty.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Canolis. Agreed, Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Rittenhouse. So the board is voting to revoke your community supervision at this time. According to the paperwork we have, you're scheduled to be released on the 31st of March of 2019, which is about 3 months, a little less than 3 months away. In the meantime, it would be advisable if you try to get some NA and maybe some AAs with that 12-step type programming and make yourself a good solid plan so when you get out, you can go to wherever you want to go and seek out the treatment you need to help them with the drug problem, and hopefully you become a productive citizen and we won't see you back in that orange t-shirt. Okay, you understand?
Yeah.
All right, this is Linda Henry, and would you put the CO3 or the next to me on the phone, please?